You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago brings you programs about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Welcome to Catholic Chicago.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary Kay Brooks. I'm a school sister of Notre Dame, and welcome to our radio program, Dare to Love, where we talk about vocations and the issues of revolving around vocations in the Archdiocese of Chicago. Usually, Sister Lavina Pammett is my co-host, but today she's still dealing with a little jet lag after a trip to Brazil and back, so we will excuse her for this morning. Instead, I've invited Sister Bridget Waldorf to come and speak with us and talk about an issue of everyday discernment, as I called it, and hopefully she can shed some of her information and her insight on that issue for us. And good morning, Bridget.
Good morning, Sister Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Would you like to share a little bit about yourself before we get into this conversation about everyday discernment?
Sure. I am a school sister of Notre Dame and have been for about 18 years. I am living in Dallas, Texas, but occasionally get around to the Midwest, as is the case today, and originally from Minnesota, and I'm currently on our vocation team.
I have to, full disclosure, Sister Bridget and I live together in Dallas, so when Sister Lavina and I talk about my coming up to Chicago area every so often from the Dallas area, Bridget often drops me off at the airport, which she did as well last night. So it's not been so long since I've seen Bridget.
Right.
Can we start with, I think people believe or have a good understanding of discernment, but could you share just a little bit your definition of discernment as we begin this so that everybody has the same vocabulary and the same understanding?
Sure. What I understand discernment is this whole idea of separating out or distinguishing one thing from another. If you think about sifting through something, that might be a good analogy. But it really is about making decisions where we take God's will into account rather than just simply our own wishes or desires, but we really bring our relationship with God into the equation.
Do you have a sense, and from your experience being on the vocation team, that people really do try and do a good discernment, try to listen to God's will in making decisions, especially important life decisions?
Well, I think, you know, being in the world of vocations, certainly a lot of the young people I meet are familiar with trying to really discern well. I think in the general public, I don't know that that's as common, mm-hmm. but I really think that most of the people we encounter in vocation ministry have some sense, otherwise they wouldn't be in places where we are as well, mm-hmm. Trying to discern their call for their life
for
work,
mission. Right. For someone who's trying to just begin doing a discernment about life's choices, where would you guide them or where would you begin to have a conversation about the difference between discernment and just decision-making?
Well, I think one of the things you have to realize is that not every choice that we make every day is a discernment. You know, so I think the more important a choice is, The more time we need to invest, the more energy we need to invest. So, you know, if I'm trying to choose a school for my child, I don't make that decision in the same way that I choose my breakfast cereal in the morning. So the more important the decision, the more time we need to invest. So that would be the first thing. The second thing is we really need to start at a place of taking into our relationship or taking in our relationship with God. So to step back and to say, you know, who do I understand God is calling me to be? And what is my relationship with God? So the first kind of tool that I think that's helpful is to lay that foundation of prayer, of interacting with God to start out with, so that if I'm going to try to listen for God's will or God's desire in my life, then I need to be grounded in that relationship. And that comes through intentional prayer.
Mm-hmm. Which is a great starting point for all of us, just to ground ourselves and to start our day in prayer. We had a previous show about the different ways to pray that may be helpful. And at one point, if that's another idea that we can put into this, if you have some other suggestions of how to pray so that we can be open and ready, kind of like ready soil for discernment, that would be a great piece to add into this. There was a piece where you talked about in our conversations about living in alignment. Can you speak to that a little bit before we
move
on?
Sure, that goes back to being grounded in my relationship with God. Mm-hmm. So I was sharing the other day about, there was a YouTube video I saw of this young FedEx driver, Amanda, who really kind of epitomizes what it means to live in alignment with God. And I think if anyone wants to look at it, you just have to search for Amanda, FedEx driver, and I think you'll find it. But that story is really about how she, at the end of her long shift of dropping off deliveries, made a choice to go back to one of the houses, and she ends up praying with and connecting with this woman that she had spoken with earlier. And it was grounded, I believe, in Amanda's awareness of who God calls her to be and how to respond to what was happening in her heart. And she's got a great perspective that says, you know, a lot of us desire to do God's will, but when we have that situation where God is pulling on our heart, or we're experiencing something of God's nudging, that, you know, do we move our feet? Do we go ahead and do or try to do what God is calling us to do? So that's what I mean by living in alignment with God, is that we're really kind of paying attention along our day to say, you know, where am I seeing an invitation from God to act in a particular way?
Mm-hmm. Are there certain things where you, when you have that nudge, when you feel that tug, are there certain things that help oneself be open to that, that you've experienced personally, or that you've helped other folks to see in their lives?
Well, I think another kind of tool for this whole being in alignment with God, with prayer, is just making sure that you have time in silence, because, you know, we are so bombarded with everything, social media, television, you know, all mm-hmm. kinds of radio, right. Whatever it is. And so we have to be able to have some time of silence to allow for God to speak to us so we can hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things I would say, is that, you know, if we're really trying to do a good discernment, that we carve out times of silence.
That's a great...
Beyond that, you know, I think that, you know, just throughout my day, there are moments when I just say a little prayer to God, or maybe I call to mind a song or a phrase of a song. You know, one of the things that I've often used is the phrase, shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. You know, that's a kind of common mantra that I find myself praying.
That's a great mantra, and I'm going to hold you right there while we go to break and come back in after our advertisements, and we'll continue with the conversation. Thank you.
Okay.
To come and follow you. Here I am. Did I hear you call my name?
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Supich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll show you highlights from the major Respect Life activities that recently took place in Chicago. We'll visit one of our local Catholic schools where teachers and students are embracing the concept of personalized learning. And we'll talk with the director of the Institute for Lay Formation at the University of St. Mary of the Lake, Mundelein Seminary.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Hi, my name is Craig. I was homeless for 2 years, then I met Miss Ramona, a case manager at Catholic Charities. She found a place for me to live and is helping me with a resume and finding a job. I feel safe and away from the gun violence I know too well, having been a victim of it. The more I meet with Catholic Charities, the better I feel. They have changed my life. They're called Chicago's Good Samaritans, but to me, they are turnaround experts. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
Cardinal Blaise Supich speaks on behalf of the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Now more than ever, it is important that we as a society recognize how poverty and injustice strip away human dignity. The Catholic Campaign for Human Development works with nonprofits, both faith-based and secular, to provide the vital support needed to promote systemic change in our communities.
To find out more about CCHD and to contribute, go to archchicago.org and click on Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Please join me as we work together in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to fight poverty and ensure that everyone, especially those who live on the margins of society, participates in decisions that affect their lives, families, and communities. Now more than ever, we need the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Speak, my God, I am ready to begin.
Welcome back to Dare to Love, our radio program sharing on vocations in the Archdiocese of Chicago. We're currently talking with Sister Bridget Waldorf, a school sister of Notre Dame, and her insights on everyday discernment. Before we broke, we were speaking about mantras and everyday opportunities to remind ourselves of God's presence. And Sister Bridget, you were talking about, shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life, as one of your favorite mantras.
Yeah, for me, I think that's one that, you know, when I'm confronted on a day-to-day basis with a decision, you know, and sometimes we know that our wants get in the way of our real needs sometimes, or certainly sometimes our wants get in the way of what God desires. So that's why I like that particular phrase. But there's others, too. I think about in the Liturgy of the Hours, we pray, O God, come to my assistance. Mm-hmm. O Lord, make haste to help me. And for me, that's another one, you know, especially when I'm entering into situations in which I'm not sure or I'm anxious about, you know, or that we desire to do God's will. You know, for example, that could be something that I could pray even before speaking or going on, mm-hmm. on a radio show, whatever it might be, you know. Mm-hmm. But there's others still. I think about not my will, but yours, God. Mm-hmm. Or just kind of the sense of abandonment. You know, we talk about an openness in our heart for discernment. So the sense of abandonment that says, you know what, God, I give this to you. Mm-hmm. You know, help me. I'm going to turn it over to you and help me see what it is that you desire. Mm-hmm. You know, so all those kind of phrases. And you know, sometimes we might simply pray a Hail Mary or an Our Father, too, in the midst right. of our day. But again, mm-hmm. every prayer, those prayers or those things that we're saying are just efforts to be in touch with God again and God's desire for us.
I think also you have a, we've talked about having just an attitude of gratitude. So to say thank you, we often don't put that as an act of prayer. But if we could put some intentionality behind it, if we would put in the saying of thank you to another person, even one of my favorites is to say, thank you, God, for the green lights as I try and come into downtown Chicago or any other major city that we're in. That attitude of gratitude opens my heart.
Right. And it gets us away from always thinking that our prayers have to be prayers of petition, of asking and asking and asking from God, but to say thank you, you know, or to turn things over, you know. So just, it widens our sense of what is prayer as well.
One of the prayers that I think that are helpful, that I have found helpful personally, is the examen. Would you speak to that a little bit?
Sure. There's lots of examens kind of out in the Christian world, in the Catholic world, but that examen is really just a practice that can encourage and help us look within and learn to recognize God's guidance. So it might be something, a reflection that I do at the end of a day, and or the first thing in the morning about the previous day or the previous week, whatever it might be. But as far as it regards to discernment, I think it can help us look back over and notice those times when we feel like we're moving closer to God or closer to God's will for our life, and those moments, you know, when we're maybe moving away from God's guidance or God's desire. So, you know, to look at those ways or look at those things throughout a day and say, you know, in this moment when I felt like I was moving closer to God's desire, God's will for my, what did that feel like? You know,
right.
How was that for you, or how was that for me? You know, and the same thing when we're moving away from God's guidance, what gave us that sense? And those are all kind of little clues along the way about moving toward being closer to God's desire for us.
It's really, you know, as you speak, it reminds me that I need to pay attention to my own body, to my own heart, to my stomach. For me, it comes in my stomach when I'm not at ease.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and that means that if we're going to pay attention to that, and that's the gift of the examen as a regular practice, is that we're going to quiet ourselves down enough at the end of a day or the beginning of morning of a day when we reflect back and really say, what was my day like? You know, I think so often sometimes we move from day to day to day to day and not stop and reflect, you know, or to pay attention, you know, gosh, my stomach was really anxious or upset at this moment of my day. What was going on there?
Right.
So I think, there's clues in our bodies as well to discernment.
You talk about the five L's. Would you want to speak to see how far we can get before our next break?
Sure. Let me just preface this, but I just don't want to lose the examples that are given to us as well in the world. You know, when we talk about silence, we talked about we know the number of times that Jesus goes away to pray in silence, right?
Right.
And for Mary, too, Mary, the mother of God, she pondered things in her heart along the way, too.
Mm-hmm.
So before we move into these five L's, I just want to highlight that we have examples.
Right.
To look to as well. So,
great examples.
These tools for discernment, this particular tool, there's five steps there, and they happen to all begin with the letter L.
Mm-hmm.
And this was developed by one of our sisters. And so it's helpful to do these five steps when we think about discernment. So the first L, she says, is to look, right? To look around, to look up. You know, what is your experience of yourself, your gifts, your talents, and what are the needs in the world or in the church, right? So we're looking around, so we're not staying self centered in a sense, but we're really looking around and saying, what do I see out in the world or out in the church? Okay, just to look around and then kind of note, you know, who am I in the midst of this world and what might be there some connections, all right? So that's the first L, to look around or to look up or to, you know, look within as well, I suppose. All right, the second one is to listen, and we've talked about this a little bit, which demands quiet, right?
Right.
So, you know, what is your heart telling you? What are your friends or mentors, the people who know you well, saying to you? No, so you wouldn't go up and ask a stranger, what should I do, you know, about my life decision. But, you know, somebody who knows us well, knows our gifts, our struggles, you know, those people can be good voices in our life as well. You know, and in that listening, do you hear a certain call? Do you hear a certain longing? You know, one of my great joys is to work with young people. And that's been with me as long as since I've been a young person myself, you know, and that continues to come back. I don't know if it's that sense of mentoring the next generation, whatever it is, but you know, that for me is a call or a longing or a desire to keep working with young people. All right. So that's the second L, to listen. So we have look and we have listen. The third one is to learn, right? So that's really about getting educated. You know, how do I understand my baptismal call? Can I go back and read those baptismal promises? You know, what did I say, or what did my parents say yes for me in that original baptism, or maybe even confirmation? What did I say I wanted to be about in my life? You know, what is my role in this world? And really get educated about options out there.
Correct.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, just going around and learning things. And to make some connections with those learnings about what is it that I could give or what is it that I could share.
Right. Now, we're going to hold you right there and do the fourth and fifth L when we come back from break. Thank you, Sister Bridget.
Yep.
Enjoy an exclusive preview night at the Chicago Auto Show, benefiting Catholic Charities and 17 other local nonprofit organizations. The First Look for Charity takes place Friday evening, February 8th at McCormick Place. This elegant evening features live music, food, cocktails, and access to premier vehicles on the auto show floor. You also have a chance to win a new car. When you purchase tickets, select Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Chicago as your charity of choice. That will support programs bringing help and hope to anyone in need. For ticket information, call 312-948-6797 or visit catholiccharities.net. That's 312-948-6797 or visit catholiccharities.net.
Hi, my name is Ramona. I'm a caseworker at Catholic Charities. I wish you could meet Craig, age 23, shot 3 times and homeless for 2 years before I met him. The more we met and I listened to him, the more he impressed me. We're working on his resume and job hunting. We're called Chicago's Good Samaritan, and you can be one too. Might you have a job for Craig and thousands of others like him? Join us at CatholicCharities.net.
Welcome back to Dare to Love, a radio program that speaks of vocations and other issues around vocations in the Archdiocese of Chicago. We're speaking with Sister Bridget, and we have about 5 minutes left in our program. Sister Bridget is talking about discernment and everyday discernment, and she was giving us five L's of practices for discernment: look, listen, and learn, and we're going to hear the last two. Bridget.
Sure. So after you look and listen and you learn, and these are not necessarily step by step by step, but they're kind of all happening at the same time. But at some point, toward that discernment, you have to lean into it. All right. So that's the fourth L, to lean, you know, to lean into your choice, to embrace it, to surrender to it, to be intentional, you know, and for, as we talk about vocational discernment with our life calling, you know, religious life, married life, whatever it is, you know, to just imagine in some situations to say, what does it feel like? What does it look like for me to be in that life situation? But we can't be discerners forever, right?
Right.
So this leaning in is really, you know, just taking a step towards something, you know, and then you go back and reflect on it. But you have to be able to embrace it in some situation to know what it's like. So, you know, for religious life, we talk about making a conscious, intentional choice to maybe go to a come and see weekend, mm-hmm. or meeting with a spiritual director about something, or mm-hmm. whatever it might be. But we have to take a step mm-hmm. to lean into it.
I've heard you use the phrase, we have to use our feet at some point.
Right, right. Yeah, you have to, you just can't stand, you have to move.
We have to move,
right?
Correct, yes.
So mm-hmm. leaning in, right. Mm-hmm. And then the fifth L is love. Because at the end of the day, we're deeply called to love. We're called to holiness. So something important to remember in our discernment, you know, that is our call to holiness, our call to love. And if we can get to that place of really trusting in the God who loves us as well, loves us deeply, then there's great freedom, right? There's
right.
There's no bad choice here, mm-hmm. because we know that God desires goodness for us and that God loves us. And so there's some freedom and responsibility and joy in really being attuned to who God is calling us to be.
What I'd like to do next is to just, we have 2 minutes left, quickly just talk about a personal time when you had discernment. And how you managed to go through that, but I know we don't have a lot of time, but a personal experience, if you'd like to share that.
Sure. So one of my discernments along my life was an opportunity that came to me about a new ministry, you know, and mm-hmm. so that was a time in which, at that time, I was being invited to step away from parish ministry and to go into educational ministry at a school, right? So that was a time in which I talked to my spiritual director. I certainly tried to step back and learn as much about this educational situation that I was being invited to, paying attention to my own gifts. How will they be used or shared in this ministry? You know, what is the need? And what is the church calling me to, all those kinds of things, step back and kind of impact it. But mm-hmm. it's not a quick decision.
No,
you know?
They never are.
No, they really never are. You know, it's hard sometimes to let go of things that are good as well.
Right. Because discernment's really about a choice between, or a decision, however you want to frame it, between two goods, not two bads or a good and a bad. It's always between good things, and it's hard to let go. I want to take
right.
this time to thank you so much, Sister Bridget, for sharing your insights on everyday discernment and your wisdom, and to talk to you since you dropped me off at the airport last night.
You are welcome. And I would just say, if people need a good scripture verse to look at for discernment, to check out Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 17 and 18.
Thank you so much, and thank you for listening to Dare to Love. On the Archdiocese of Chicago. It's been a great opportunity, and we'll see you next month.
What tomorrow brings, give me the grace to love and to be faithful, to be more like you. Here